Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Can you hear me okay? All right. I just want to start by thanking John Kaminsky for inviting AquaTrolls to participate in this event. I think we can all agree that John is the go-to person for social media when it comes to turf, and events like these really help to keep everybody up to date with the ever-changing world of social media. So again, John, on behalf of AquaTrolls, I thank you for this opportunity. Let me just get started by giving a little background about AquaTrolls for those of you who may not be familiar with our company. We are the leading provider of soil surfactants and other technologies used to optimize soil-water plant interactions. To put it in the simplest terms, we make products that enhance the relationship between soil and water. We have a line of soil surfactants that help to reduce the surface tension of water and allow it to flow more uniformly through the soil profile. And last year, we introduced a line of soil and water quality products that are aimed at overcoming the inefficiencies of poor quality irrigation water. Our products are currently used in the agricultural, horticultural, mixer, and turf markets. If you look closely, you'll find AquaTrolls products on farms and greenhouses, in pre-mixed bags of home lawn care products, and also on sports turf fields and golf courses across the world. We are a private company. We're family owned and operated, as we have been since 1955. The company was founded by a man named Robert Moore. He unfortunately passed away a few years ago, but his three children, Andy, Demi, and Tracy, are still involved in the day-to-day operations of the company. We're headquartered in Paulsboro, New Jersey. There's a map there for reference. We're about 10 to 15 miles outside of Philadelphia, about 100 miles south of New York City. So it is nice to be in Tampa for a few days. And we have less than 15 full-time employees. We're about 36 right now. So a small company as far as staff, but a global company. We work with distributors around the world to distribute our products, so we are not a B2C company. There is a B2B component with our distribution network. A little bit about myself. I'm a graduate of St. John's University in New York City. I earned my bachelor's degree in English in 2010. So you're all welcome to buy a copy of my novel. It's due out sometime about 2028. My business background is in digital marketing. I served as a social media and content coordinator for an online travel agency from 2010 to early 2012. There's a picture of me hanging off the side of the CN Tower in Toronto. This was taken during a series of blog posts I wrote promoting travel to the city of Toronto. Probably the scariest moment of my life, but a pretty cool day at work. I joined AquaTrolls in May of 2012, so I've been with the company about 18 months. I have a variety of marketing roles from the traditional, whether it's producing product literature, planning trade show participation, to the digital. I head up our social media efforts full time. I am a social media enthusiast. Some people call themselves social media experts. I am not one of those people. I'm by no means an expert. I do love social media. I think it's a great tool that we, as a society, are learning to use in everyday life. But I'm always looking to learn. Excited to speak today, but also to hear about how others are using social media in the classroom. Having said that, I am here to talk about what AquaTrolls have been doing with social media. So I just want to start by where we started, which was a focus on goals. Before we dove in, we wanted to say why. Why should we invest time and effort into this? I compare it to driving a car without a destination. If you don't have a destination in mind, you'll end up just driving around, wasting a bunch of time, and more importantly, a bunch of money. We didn't want to do that. So when we got together, we sat down, we came up with a list of broad goals that we wished to accomplish. And these goals were different from the goals that we had that I had set out with my former company. There, I was a B2C company. Our end goal was always to get a person to click on a link, book a flight directly with us. With AquaTrolls, our products are sold through distribution, so it's impossible to track a sale from social media. But that's okay. There's different ways to use social media for different situations. Your use of social media should be based on your individual goals and your individual brand. These are the goals we came up with. One, we wanted to increase the familiarity and understanding of AquaTrolls' mission and its products. Yes, Aquatrolls is well known in the turfgrass industry, but do people really know us? Or are we just another ingredient in their mix tank? We don't want to be that. Aquatrolls has a history of research and development. We're passionate about what we do, and we want that to come through. Two, we want to enhance our existing relationships with our distributors, our partners, and our end users. And to me, this is really the crux of social media. You have a chance to interact with your customers in a way that wasn't possible even just 5 years ago. Excuse me. There's two ways that we've seen this so far. This is an additional channel for customer service. And unlike a phone call or an email, this is an instant form of communication. We've had plenty of situations where superintendents are on their golf course and they'll send us a tweet. Hey, I'm about to mix Revolution. Is it okay to mix it with this product in my mix tank? And they get an answer from me in about 30 seconds. Two, it allows for more positive interactions with Aquatrolls beyond our face-to-face meetings on the golf course or in the greenhouse or maybe on the trade show floor. Before social media, they would have to wait until an Aquatrolls representative either stopped by on their golf course or they see us at our happy hour at the golf industry show. Like I said, there's only 36 of us and we have thousands of customers. And the last point we had, our last goal, we wanted to create new relationships with potential customers through a practice called inbound marketing. You may ask yourself, what is inbound marketing? Well, if you think of traditional marketing, whether it's a magazine ad, a TV commercial, or a direct mailing, these are all forms of interruptions, basically. Somebody who's reading a magazine or watching their favorite TV show, going through the bills, and they stumble across your brand message. With inbound marketing, this is more of an invitation. You're inviting the customer to connect with your brand by offering them something of value. And you can see the forms of inbound marketing I've listed here. Social networks, blogs, podcasts, forums, question and answer. You're inviting the customer to join your brand in solving a problem. Okay, so when we came up with this list of goals and we kind of figured out how we wanted to use social media, we wanted to get through the nuts and bolts. How are we going to produce this content? And you'll have to excuse me for this extremely technical slide. We wanted to encourage contributions from all of our employees. We wanted to hear from our production guys, our management team, our sales force, even the people in the New Jersey office that are behind the scenes like me. But the problem there is you have 36 people with 36 varying degrees of computer skills. There's people that have been with Aquatrolls for 30 years. They know everything about our products. They know everything about Aquatrolls' history. But Twitter might as well be a foreign language to them. So instead of asking our CEO to send out tweets, they come through me. I'm the gatekeeper for Aquatrolls. If somebody has an idea for a blog post, they have an announcement they want to share with their customers, or if they have a picture, they're more than welcome to do it on their own, on their personal account. But if it's coming through the Aquatrolls name, I use my English degree, I pretty it up, and I send it out to our customers. This helps to keep our messaging on point, but it also encourages contributions from everyone. How we're using Facebook? We use Facebook to put a face to the company, and I mean this quite literally. We often post pictures of what's going on in the New Jersey office or cool pictures we see out in the field. Again, this allows for a more human element. We are not just a mix. We're not just an ingredient in your mix tank. We are people. We have fun. We like turf. We like growing stuff. We like experimenting, and we want to show you that. We also use Facebook to share relevant content from around the web. Nobody likes it when somebody talks about themselves 24/7. The same is true for social media. Not everything has to come directly from us. If we see a cool article or a nice video, it's coming from somewhere else, we share it, we give the relevant credit where it's due. But we do like to talk about ourselves from time to time. So when we do, we make sure it's timely and that it's worthwhile. We're not just putting stuff out there that doesn't make sense. In the springtime, we'll post a blog post about spring transition. As we head into winter, we'll promote our leaf shield product, which helps against winter desiccation. We want to make sure it makes sense to the end user and that it's also timely. One thing I always say with Facebook is to focus on visually appealing content when you can. Remember, you're going to go up against those cute baby pictures and the posts about people's vacations in Rome. So you want to grab the user's attention. These are some recent Facebook posts on the Aqua Trolls Facebook account. I can see here, this is up in the top left. That is a photo album from our recent team building exercise at the Franklin Institute, which is a really cool museum in Philadelphia. This is literally putting a face to the company. Down to the right there is a picture of a revolution plot trial that was taken in Holland. It's a really cool picture, and it really shows the effectiveness of our revolution product, and wanted to share that with our customers. To the right of that is a blog post about a new technology that we're excited about called surfactant seat coating. It's not yet ready for the consumer market, but we're really excited about what we've seen so far, and we wanted to share a few details of the new technology, and social media allows us to do that. And all the way to the top right there, this is an article that we found about a Kickstarter campaign. These guys have a brand new technology. It's called the Golf Board. It's a half golf cart, half surfboard. And how do you not share something like that? It was really funny to me, and superintendents ate it up. This is one more. This is a floating island green. This was taken by one of our territory managers, Dan Macias, out on the Pacific Northwest. This is in Idaho. And this golf course does use our Revolution product on the screen. That's not so important to the customer, though. That is a fan on Facebook. What is important to them is there's a really cool picture and a really cool golf hole. You can see here there's a lot of interaction. We have 46 likes, a lot of comments. People really like this photo. And it's a great example of what I said, grabbing their attention and tying your brand to something that they like. I'm going to talk for a few minutes about Twitter. Twitter allows us instant feedback and interactions with our end users. Like I said earlier, we do use it for customer service to a degree. If people have questions about our products, they can get an answer instantly. Also allows us to connect with other industry professionals that are on Twitter, the GCSAA, the Sports Surf Managers Association. These organizations are seeing the importance of social media. They're on there. If we're producing content and they're sharing it with their followers, it's getting out there a lot further than it was if it was just coming from us. It allows us to keep an eye on industry and seasonal trends. I'm in the New Jersey office about 300 days a year, so it's hard for me to see what's going on in the West Coast all the time. Our sales team sees it, but again, they're not interacting with me on a daily basis. They're out making sales, visiting golf courses. So if I see posts coming from the West Coast on Twitter, about they are having a stormy season or there's no rain at all, we can tailor our content based on what we see happening out in the field. Also allows us, again, to link to our own blog post and relevant web pages, whether it's coming from us or somebody else. We like to share content on Twitter every day. These are some recent tweets coming into us. Up here on the left, Zach is showing off his Aqua Trolls Advantage Applicator, which is a tool that allows us to apply our surfactant in a pellet form. He sent it in, and it's a little attachment that he wanted to show off. It is a pretty cool product. Down below that, Nick was applying our Revolution product on his greens and just wanted to give us a shout out. And to the bottom right there, Tim Connolly said, Revolution Wedding Agent has proven its worth over the last few weeks on its greens and tees. And he tagged us, and I saw that. I went onto his page and I saw that he had a member guest coming up, so I responded. I said thanks for the shout out, wished him good luck in the upcoming tournament. And the top there, that was a photo that I shared about our surfactant seed coating technology. Jesse, he wanted to see what was going on there. Like I said, it's not ready for the consumer market just yet, but I did link him to an event guide where we presented and there was more information available for him. These are some tweets from two of our distributors, Walker Supply and Horizon Distributors. Walker just wanted to give us a shout out and say, hey, it's that time of year, buy your Aqua Trolls wedding agents. And below, Horizon was announcing an opening of a new storefront. So we wanted to share that information with our followers. And below is a tweet from the STMA, the Sports Turf Managers Association. That was a press release that they co-wrote with us announcing a partnership agreement that we had just signed into. Again, this is stuff we all want to share with our customers. Let them know we are interacting with other people in the industry. And to the right, that is a sample blog post as it appears when we send it out to Twitter. This is a post on our soil and water quality products that it's saying, hey, I have high soil salinity, now what? We explain our product in a blog post, about 350 to 500 words. If they want to learn more at the end, they click a link and go see more. We've talked a lot about the blog so far, so let me just pull up a sample blog post. This is based on an interview that one of our territory managers, Kevin Collins, did with Golf Course Industry Magazine on the Superintendent Radio Network. You can see here in the post, I like to link to other content where available. The top there, wildfires, links to another blog post that we did regarding how surfactants may help in the recovery of rangelands following a wildfire. I have a link there to the Superintendent Radio Network where they can find similar podcasts. And there's one link to a turf chat that John Kaminsky did on the summer that wasn't this year. There was a lot of, there was a lack of heat and drought in many areas of the country this year. And this is actually what this podcast was based on. It was too much of a good thing. Do I use wetting agents when it rains? Well, yes, you do. And this was a really great interview that Kevin did. But again, we didn't keep the spotlight just in aquatrols. We spread out some of the love. I always like to include additional media when I can in a blog post. Again, kind of goes back to the Facebook thing. You're competing with other things on the internet all the time. Text is great, but people have short attention spans. Give them something pretty to look at or listen to when you can. And I always include a call to action at the end of my blog posts. Usually it's find a local distributor, learn more about our products. In here, there was already a lot of information, so I asked them to just like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter if they weren't already. I just want to talk about LinkedIn for a couple minutes. LinkedIn is another great social network. It's a professional social network. It's not like Facebook or Twitter in that it's mostly business-based. It allows us to give group company updates, but we also participate in pretty technical group discussions. These are a few of the groups that we are a member of: athletic turf management, golf course superintendents, water technologies. They all relate to water in some way. The great thing about these discussions is they allow for more in-depth talking points concerning specific technologies and solutions. People on Facebook and Twitter are looking for brief interactions, you know, quick bursts of information. In these group discussions, that's not an issue. People are asking very specific questions, and they're looking for as much information as possible. This is an example of recent interaction that we had on LinkedIn. This man, Brad, he said, if you as a turf manager were asked to reduce your water use by 1 million gallons, what would you do to accomplish this? There was already a great discussion going on in this thread before I hopped in. But nobody really touched on the issue of soil water repellency, and that's what we specialize in as a company. So I introduced myself to Brad. I said, hi, Brad. My name is Michael Haskell. I work for Aquatrols. Have you experienced soil water repellency on your golf course? We have these products that might be able to help, but I left it there. I didn't shove any products down his throat. I didn't tell him that using a soil surfactant will reduce his use by 1 million gallons right away. I left him with my contact information at the end. He came back and he said, hi, Michael, thanks for the information. I would like to know more. He said, do you have any PowerPoints explaining the technologies? And we did. So I followed up and sent him a link to some literature that we've published showing our dispatch product and its use in reducing water use on golf courses, and I linked him to a talk that our Andy Moore did on the simple sciences behind soil surfactants. Again, this is one of the clearest examples I can think of inbound marketing. Hopefully this makes a little more sense now to you, that term. I'm going to talk about Google Plus for a second. John Kaminsky has put together these turf chats. I don't know if I think most people probably have heard of them here. They are Hangouts, which allow 10 people to at a time to interact on a video chat. There's also a Hangout on Air feature, which allows many people to watch in real time or in the archive format. These are regular Hangouts. I think John was doing them about once a week. And during the summer season, it's cooled off quite a bit now. But I always like to sit in at least and watch. Once in a while, we'll participate. This is a specific example. There was a Hangout that was on bicarbonate and irrigation water. It's a pretty complicated topic. And at the end of it, everybody was kind of scratching their head. Even I was, especially me. I'm no expert. We do have Larry Leonard, who is our territory manager, and I've seen him give a talk on bicarbonate and irrigation water a few times, and it made sense to me. He puts it in really simple terms. So after the original Hangout, I went to John and I said, hey, that was a great Hangout, but I'm a little confused, and I know that Larry Leonard is a really great speaker, and he knows a lot on bicarbonate. Can we organize a follow-up? Maybe simplify it, leave out product names, just simple science. And we did that, and Larry presented a kind of bicarbonate 101, and it went really well, I thought. We saw afterwards that we had a spike in the number of downloads of our soil and water quality product guide, and so not that Larry was out there hawking our products, but people did tie the Aquatrol's name to this issue, and we saw positive results from it. Okay, like I said, we are not a straight B2C company. We can't track all the sales that come from social media. As much as I would like that, we can't. It doesn't mean we shouldn't try. We should track everything that we can. And the easiest way to do that on Facebook and Twitter is to see your audience. Look for trends. Are you gaining followers? Are you gaining likes? Are you stagnant? Are you losing followers? Are you losing likes? Which is really scary. So I keep a weekly tally of our likes and followers. I send monthly updates to our management team, let them know, hey, people are listening to us. I'm not just out here talking to myself. We also use Google Analytics, which is an easy way to monitor your web and social traffic. There is a great social integration tool now with Google Analytics where you can actually see how many people are visiting your website from Facebook, from Twitter, from LinkedIn, from YouTube. I keep track of this almost daily. Sometimes obsess over it, but the management team likes an update about once a month, and then we give an update to our board once a quarter as well. We also like to keep all of our team members aware of what's going on with social media. Like I said, we like participation from everybody, but I know our salesmen aren't on Twitter checking the Aquatrol's page every day. So we don't like to have them surprised when they're out in the field and a customer says to them, oh, I saw you posted this on Twitter. And they say, oh, we did? That's not a good thing. So what I do is I send out these internal email blasts to all Aquatrol's team members. Just links to our latest blog posts, our latest every Twitter and Facebook posts, and just keeps everybody involved and current with what's going on. Like I said, there's no surprises. But also gives our team members who contribute some recognition for their efforts. And it also serves as an encouragement, reminds people that we do have a Facebook, Twitter page, and blog, that they really should be offering help and content if they want. We also use link tracking services. This is a report from deliver.com. This is a white paper I put together on the use of surfactants during drought conditions. This was only promoted through social media and our website. We didn't print this out, never left, no trees were harmed in the making of this white paper. We saw through the deliver.com tracking service, which is completely free, that this was downloaded over 400 times. And you can see here to the right, this heat map shows where and when it was downloaded each time. There's a lot of activity on the East Coast, where a bunch of our customers are, and also out in the West, where they saw drought conditions this year. This is a great thing to show my bosses that I'm actually producing content that people are reading. Again, the I'm not talking to myself line of thinking. So the benefits we've seen so far. Social media is a useful tool to distribute our information in a new way. We're sending out blog posts, podcasts, ebooks, video chats. These are all great ways to talk about Aquatrols with our customers who maybe will see us once or twice a year. We're seeing positive interactions with our partners and our end users. This isn't just a tool for our customers. We're interacting with our distributors and organizations online. This also allows us to have continued recognition as a leader in the industry. Aquatrols has always seen itself as on the cutting edge of the latest technology, and participating in social media is another way for us to do that. Our plans for the future. We definitely plan to continue our involvement in social media in 2014 and beyond. We've seen nothing but positives from it. But we would like to shift the focus more on user-generated content. Right now, we're talking a lot about it ourselves, and that's great. But we'd like to get a little more social with our social media and maybe have more user-generated pictures and videos and testimonials. And we would also like to align our social media efforts more closely to our larger advertising messaging. And I think what we're going to do is have a theme contest this year based around our GIS booth theme. So stay tuned for that. And of course, we're going to have a tweet up at the Golf Course Industry Show in Orlando. We did that last year. It was pretty successful. And we're going to get together and give away a few social media awards again this year. This, just to give you an idea of social media use in at least the turfgrass industry, this is a survey from Golf Course Industry Magazine, one of our partners. Take this with a grain of salt. This is just their readership. This is not a broad cross-section of the industry. But they said that 45% of their readers use Facebook, 15% say they use social media for work, another 30% say they use it for a mix of business and pleasure, and 55% said their company had a Facebook page. I'm not here to tell you that everybody in this industry is tweeting, but it's a large enough number to pay attention. I'm just going to wrap up here with a short 30-second video that I put together with my partner, Weddy Wetrop. Just a reminder that it's fun. It's okay to have fun on social media. It doesn't have to be business 24/7. Just take a look here. With that, I am finished. I don't know if we're going to do Q&A now, but I will be participating in the panel after. So if you have any questions about the business side of social media, please fire away. And I thank you for listening and showing up so early in the morning. Thank you.
Probably have time for one question, if there's any.
Yes.
Does Aquatrols have a company policy in terms of what people can?
Yeah, that was the biggest concern when we started this. We did send a policy around to everybody that said if you're going to use Aquatrols in your social media name, be careful about what you post. We are a very small company. We're very close-knit. I've been with the company 18 months, and I am the baby of the company. People have been there for 15, 20, 30 years. So it's more of a kind of family atmosphere with Aquatrols, where it's, you know, everybody kind of knows what's right and wrong. We did send an official policy. It's always a concern, but you know, it's kind of, if something happens, you react. We haven't seen anything like that so far.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.